Well, U.S. beef from pork products coming from animals fed with the feed additive ractopamine has been a major topic of discussion with a couple of countries. One of those is Russia, where those meat products are being kept out of that country. The other is Taiwan, who had a zero-tolerance policy for that. But Thad Lively, Senior Vice President for Trade Access with U.S. Meat Export Federation, recently returned from meetings in Taiwan where he found an improving business climate for U.S. meat exports.
That problem has now been resolved. Taiwan has adopted the standard for ractopamine that we have and that other countries around the world have. So that allows us to export beef to Taiwan again without any problem. That's been in effect since September, and the market's showing very good signs of coming back.
Now, on the pork side, Taiwan's zero-tolerance policy on ractopamine has not changed, but Lively reports that the controversy over ractopamine has subsided significantly, sparking renewed interest in U.S. pork from major importers and processors. But in Russia, the issue remains, as Ambassador E.C. Siddiqui of the U.S. Trade Representative's Office visited that country last week to discuss that very issue.
In addition to sending letters, which were sent by both Secretary Vilsack and Ambassador Kirk, we felt it was critical that we personally engage with them face-to-face with the Russian officials, and that was the purpose of my trip.
Siddiqui said Russia should reconsider recent zero-tolerance policy on meat coming from animals fed with feed containing the additive ractopamine, but they are still waiting for the Russian response.
Our production methods in the U.S. have not changed. We have been shipping high-quality beef and pork all these years, raised with the help of ractopamine. So we are still at a loss to understand why they will put this new requirement after becoming members of WTO. So that's very important. And number two, this last July, the Codex element, which is the International Food Safety Standards Setting Agency, established international standard for use of ractopamine. So we also are urging them to adopt that international standard. And if they feel they need to have more stricter requirements, then under their WTO commitments, they need to produce an internationally acceptable risk assessment.
And this is one reason why it could take a while before the U.S. can go to the World Trade Organization to resolve trade issues with Russia. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.